You're listening to Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to Sleep Stories for Equestrians. I'm your host, Ashley Winch. We're so happy you're here to relax and unwind. If you fall asleep and miss the story, we will recap it at the beginning of the next episode. We've also selected and edited these stories for ultimate relaxation, removing any stressful bits without affecting the story's integrity, so you can focus on drifting off to sleep. With that, let's settle down and prepare for our story. The gates are closed. The horses sleep. The day's work done. The chores complete. Now let us rest, our bodies and minds. Drift off to sleep and close your eyes. It's time for us to turn down for the night. Now let's breathe in, breathe out, and turn off the light. One more time, breathe out, breathe in. Now, let us begin. Tonight, we begin a new story titled Cricket, the story of a little circus pony, told and pictured by Berta and Elmer Hayter. Published in 1938. Chapter 1. The Sawdust Trail. Hooray! Hooray! The circus! The circus! Shouted a small boy when he heard the warning whistle of the locomotive at the crossing. He scrambled over the fence into the railroad yards. Come back here, young man. A guard in a blue uniform seized the small boy by the collar and escorted him outside the fence. It was circus day in Centerville, and many early risers were on hand to watch the circus train unload its wonders, gathered from the four corners of the earth. The first section of the train, carrying the menagerie tent and the workhorses, had already arrived. The heavy teams and their drivers waited in the yards to haul the wagons to the circus lot as soon as they were unloaded from the train. Some of the horses were restless and stamped their great hooves on the hard pavement. Others stood with drooping heads and dozed. The drivers gathered in small groups to talk. Here comes the train. The excited children cheered as an enormous engine appeared round the bend in the track. Tommy Craig, his sister Mary Margaret, and their friend Stella shouted with the others. William Craig and his wife, affectionately called Miss Lisbeth by all that knew her, enjoyed the excitement of circus day as much as the children. The family had a special interest today. They had left their little farm at dawn to meet the circus train, for William's brother, Captain John Craig, and his troop of trained Shetland ponies were with the circus. The family had not seen Captain John for 3 years. The children waited eagerly to see their uncle and his ponies. The heavy engine huffed and puffed as it pulled the train into the railroad yards. The engineer leaned out of the window and waved his hand to the children. Then he brought the long line of brightly painted cars to a full stop. The greatest show on earth had arrived. Brakemen uncoupled the cars. The engine chugged away through billowing clouds of steam and smoke. Waiting men put inclines from the ground to the ends of the long, flat cars carrying the wagons. "Get those horses ready," bellowed the horse boss to the drivers. No time was lost. A circus wagon was rolled to the ground from the first car. The powerful workhorses were backed into place. As soon as the traces were fastened, the driver shouted, "Giddy up!" With a clatter of hooves, the heavily laden wagons rolled away. Others followed as soon as the men could get them ready. The red and gold wagons headed for the circus lot. Trick horses, racing horses, riding horses, circus horses of all colors stepped down the runways from their special cars and took their places in the moving line. "Gosh, I never knew there were so many beautiful horses in the world." Tommy stared at the spirited animals passing by. He turned to Mary Margaret. "I'm going to be a cowboy. I'd like to ride a horse like that big black one." "Me too," said Mary Margaret. "Me too," echoed Stella. "I like the white one. I..." "Girls can't be cowboys." "Is that so? Well, I..." "Oh, here come the zebras and the camels. And look, elephants." Mary Margaret forgot what she was about to say to Tommy. Wide-eyed and open-mouthed, the children stared at the great beasts. The elephants, led by a small black pony, left the cars and stood in a row, shoulder to shoulder. Jumbo, the giant African elephant, stuck his big head out of a car door. "My, there's an elephant made of gold," gasped Stella, as Big Jumbo, whose gray skin had been covered with gold paint, shuffled to the end of the line. The tiny pony stood beside Big Mom, the leader of the herd of circus elephants. He wore a blanket trimmed with red. "Hey, mister," shouted Tommy to the nearest elephant keeper. "Is that one of Captain John's ponies?" "That's right," the keeper called back as he passed out of sight behind the elephants. "Gosh, I wish Uncle John would give me a pony," said Tommy with a deep sigh. C-R-I-C-K-E-T. Margaret spelled the name slowly. "Why, that's Cricket, Tommy. He's Uncle John's favorite pony. His name is on his blanket." She pointed to the embroidered letters. "Look," shouted Tommy.
"There are some more ponies." He looked expectantly at the pony car. "But I don't see Uncle John." The troop of Shetland ponies trotted past the elephants. They all wore blankets to protect them from the cool morning air. A young groom rode one of the larger ponies. "Is Captain John here?" called Tommy. The steady rat-a-tat-tat of the pony's hooves on the pavement drowned out his voice. The groom did not hear him. The ponies trotted out of the yard. "Let's go," said the keeper as he gently pulled Mom's ear. The big elephant trumpeted. The keeper led Cricket toward the gate. Mom wheeled around and followed the pony out of the yards. Each elephant trumpeted and turned and seized the tail of the elephant ahead with his trunk. Head to tail, they plodded solemnly after their leader. Big Jumbo brought up the rear. Mary Margaret and Tommy were disappointed that their uncle was not with his ponies. But Captain John had come in on the first section of the circus train and was already on the lot. Let's walk along with Cricket and the elephants, said Miss Lisbeth. It's not far to the circus grounds. Your father can take the car and look for Uncle John. Maybe he didn't get our telegram. Mary Margaret, Stella, and Tommy hurried along the street to catch up with the little pony leading the elephants. Tommy walked alongside Big Mom's keeper. Isn't it dangerous to let that little pony lead such a big elephant? He asked. If she ever stepped on him, he'd be flatter than a pancake. The elephant keeper laughed. Mom would never hurt that pony, and she wouldn't let anyone else hurt him either, while she was around. They have been great friends ever since Captain John brought the pony to the circus. Mom treats Cricket like a baby. She knows he is smart, though, and she would follow him anywhere. Why, one day it happened. The keeper's story was interrupted by shouts from the crowd at the rear of the procession. Whoa, Mom, he said. The big elephant trumpeted. All the elephants stopped. One or two answered her call. Come on, Cricket. Come on, Mom. Sounds like Big Jumbo was up to some mischief again. Cricket trotted after the keeper. Big Mom followed Cricket. Mary Margaret, Tommy, and Stella hurried after the elephant to see what had happened. Miss Lisbeth followed the children. A loud crash and the sound of falling glass made the elephant keeper mutter. Last time it was the green grocers. What now? Jumbo, the great golden elephant, liked sweets. When he passed a bakery window full of cakes, the temptation had been too great. The giant elephant left the line and walked towards the sidewalk. The onlookers ran for safety. From a distance, they watched Jumbo put his head against the plate glass and heard the crash that followed. Cake after cake swept from the shelves into his large open mouth. Jumbo enjoyed his adventure. He even tossed a few cakes into the staring crowd on the sidewalk. He paid no attention to his keeper. Cricket and Mom followed the head keeper and sidewalker near Jumbo. Thank you for joining us on tonight's episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians. Allow this healing sound bath to carry you off to dreamland.